Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, December 3rd, 2013 edition of the Science and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm the recording from San Antonio, Texas. Now, we had a couple of users reporting significant increases in SSH scans against their respective environments. Globally, based on our port scan data, we can't really confirm this, but it's not unlikely that there is yet another SSH worm out there aggressively brute-forcing networks with known SSH servers. The usual precautions apply at this point. We still assume that this is just a standard brute forcing. Then we got yet another twist on Bitcoin mining. We had it a couple times in the past where a malware did install Bitcoin miners in order to monetize the system that got infected. We also had the case with esports doing that without knowledge of the user. In this latest case, a company that makes toolbars does include Bitcoin miners in its software, but it actually sort of discloses this as part of its EULA. Now, if you do read the EULA, you may argue that it's not really all that clear. It talks about computer calculations, security, and that your computer may do mathematical calculations for our affiliated networks. So it doesn't really spell out that this is Bitcoin that is being created here. Nevertheless, you can say that it may actually be legal, but I guess that's something for the courts to work out. And Qualys published a blog post with a summary from one of my favorite security tools, and that's the Qualys browser check. Turns out that they tested about 1.4 million different users' computers, and about 40% of them tested for critical vulnerabilities. Well, part of this is due to out-of-date browsers themselves. Worse is plugins, and that shouldn't really be a big surprise. Many browsers patch themselves now automatically or do so as part of regular operating system patches that are applied automatically. But for example, Adobe Shockwave, Oracle Java, and Apple QuickTime are the big culprits here that don't get patched. The Qualys browser check is free, and it does come now as a plugin for your browser that will automatically perform regular security checks on your browser and various plugins. And then we got sort of a good news, bad news story about D-Link and its routers. Let's start with the good news. Remember, back in October, I talked about how the authentication in D-Link routers can be bypassed by setting a specific user agent in your browser. D-Link released a patch for this, so if your router is affected, please apply this patch. This is trivially to exploit. Secondly, there is a new vulnerability in D-Link routers, this time a different kind of a router, and it's not the web-based interface, instead good old Telnet. Turns out there is a fixed hard-coded password in the firmware that is actually easily extracted. So with this password, anybody can log in to your router again. Now, these two vulnerabilities do affect two different types of routers. I'm not going to list the types that are affected. It's a rather extensive list, particular for the user agent issue. So please refer to the show notes if you need the complete list. But well, let's go back to web application issues. In this case, good old Drupal. Drupal, the content management system, of course, has a rich vulnerability history and is regularly being attacked, making it very important that you keep it up to date, including this latest vulnerability, which is a little bit more obscure as far as Drupal vulnerabilities go. Drupal used mtrand, which is the Marsane Twister random number function in PHP, to create security relevant random numbers. That's of course not only not recommended, but these random numbers can be brute forced pretty easily within minutes. And apparently there is now some malware out there that automated this process and is attacking vulnerable Drupal sites. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.